Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today what we want to talk about is FOMO in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So fear of missing out when you're a founder or you're a startup. And I think we've talked about this, Heaton, in a variety of ways in past episodes, but never really directly and with a focus on, because a lot of the advice that we give can be summarized at don't worry about what everybody else is doing, focus on your customer, focus on the problems they have customer insight and intimacy, and that's always going to lead you in the right direction and at the end of the day to success. And don't be distracted by the shiny fad, by what's fashionable, by what everybody else is doing, but whatever the recent article you read about this new startup, that unicorn startup that exploded, about the recent growth hacks some online marketing guru is sharing with you. Don't get distracted by all this noise. Focus on what truly matters, which is your customer. But we've never talked about like how powerful fear of missing out is and how it plays and messes with founders' minds and how to use it sometimes maybe in the marketing to attract customers. I'll tell you one recent situation and why I wanted to talk about this, because I've thought about this many times, but just recently I was on a boat and we were sailing and island hopping in the Mediterranean, and I was with 10 other founders from all around the world. And we had a great time with great discussions and everything. And one funny thing that happened was that there were two of these founders that had made a shit ton of money in the past few months investing in cryptocurrencies, right? Especially in one cryptocurrency. And just an insane amount of return. And they were just, they were very enthusiastic about it, obviously. And they kept talking about it. They couldn't shut up about it. And they were very passionate. And that passion, that excitement of having made a ton of money recently with an investment and with something that's even exciting, you could tell how it was affecting a lot of other people on the boat. And obviously, a lot of people had already invested a little bit in cryptocurrencies or knew about it or thought about investing. But you could tell how just over the days, more and more people started leaning in and getting that sensation of, shit, maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe everybody's getting rich with this thing and I'm just stupid not putting a lot of money in there as well. And I even caught myself in a moment thinking, am I stupid? You know, because I haven't invested in this specific cryptocurrency. Am I stupid? Should I do something about this? And then I remembered this quote. This is one of my favorite Charlie Munger quotes, which is, somebody's always getting richer quicker than you. That's not a tragedy, right? And to me, I was like, okay, do I really care about this? Am I really knowledgeable about this? If I invested money in this right now, what would be the core reason I'm doing it? And the only reason why I would be doing it is greed and fear of missing out, being afraid that everybody else is on some kind of a train that I'm missing out. And I was like, I'm getting rich in so many different ways. I don't have to be part of everything. And this is something I'm not that knowledgeable about. I'm not that passionate about. I don't have any real strategy or real like insight or principle that would lead me to invest, other than just being a follower, being a sheep, being somebody that's just afraid that somebody else is getting rich. So I'm like, fuck this, I don't care. And then I noticed, funny enough, at the last day, a bunch of guys on the boat, I assume quietly had decided that they would invest, but one person was publicly announcing it and was setting up his, you know, account and trying to purchase a large amount of this cryptocurrency. And because the internet was not that good on the boat, and for another number of other random factors, he was not able to invest. And literally, he was like, ah, fuck this, I'm traveling today back home, tomorrow I'll invest. And literally the next day, this cryptocurrency had like a massive crash, right? And the price had crashed. And I don't know, it was just a funny, not to say that it's not a good investment or not going to work out or whatever, but it was just a funny display of just human nature and a bunch of founders being like, oh my shit, we should also make a ton of money with this. and then one person actually trying to buy a large sum of this, and potentially you could have lost a lot of money within a day just because this timing was off, right? And today, if you look that currency up, which is, you know, a month later, it's still significantly lower price than it would have been on that day. So it would still have lost a lot of money. So I don't know. It was such a powerful display of, like, even very smart people getting trapped into this emotion that everybody else has figured something out they haven't. And then you want to just jump into it and act. And you don't have any real strategy. It's not really the right thing for you to do, but you're just afraid you're missing out on something. And a lot of startups are doing this with their marketing strategies, with their sales strategies, with fundraising. Oh my God, all our competitors have raised millions of dollars. We need to raise millions of dollars, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. So I don't know. I thought that this is a fascinating topic, and I just wanted to talk about fear of missing out and how it affects startups and founders.
Man, it's like, you know, it's funny. Like, I have a daughter. She's 3 years old. And one day she's like talking to my wife. My daughter's name's Aria. Wife's name's Amy. And Aria goes to Amy and says, you do you, I do me. And so this is my 3-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Throwing down a lesson to her mother that got recorded on video.
Nice.
And that I just go send to people. I just send to people randomly. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, this is the lesson I have for you today. I'll send it to you, Stelly. Hasn't been appropriate till now. But seriously, like, I think she sums up FOMO in a nutshell right there. Right? Charlie Munger, super, super awesome business person and strategist. You know, I don't believe he's ever started a business besides Berkshire, which is interesting when you think about their mental model. I'm not sure if I'm right about that, but I'm pretty sure. So he has a perspective. It's something I think about, right? Because, like, you want to think about someone else's perspective. So I think his perspective is a lot more of, like, looking at something and kind of evaluating it, which is really neat. But I digress. The FOMO, and so I think he's got a very good perspective on FOMO. That was my whole point, because he's buying and selling things, basically, right? And in their case, they don't sell really, so they just buy, right? And make more money and then buy more because they made more money. So those folks are super interesting from an investment strategist sort of standpoint. And FOMO is so common when you're buying and selling compared to when you're growing your own business.
Mm.
And it's because you could have bought something and then all of a sudden a year later, you could have bought it. Now it's worth 10 times what it was. What's up? Right? Same problem with investors, like venture capitalists, angel investors, seed investors, and same problem with humans. And it's not a problem, but I think it goes back to even the grass is greener. And it's so funny. Like, I was texting with a friend this morning recently before this call, and I had to text her and say the grass is greener. Right. And we were actually talking about something completely different. We were actually talking about relationships. And that was interesting, too. So there's a confluence of a bunch of stuff that kind of gives me my quick rant on it after yours, which is, I don't know. There are so many opportunities in the world today. So many things you could be doing. So many new things coming up that you should be doing, maybe, you know, according to you. And getting over this FOMO is so important. And, you know, I'll say one statement just to see where we go with it. The statement I would say is, like, you have FOMO because you have either lost passion, drive, motivation, discipline for whatever you're doing. You never had it, or you're struggling, but it's still there. And so what I would do is, when you feel that FOMO in any way, especially if you're a founder or a business person working in your own business, think about it. Where is it coming from? Why do you even feel the need to think about something else that's so unrelated to what you're doing? Is it because you think there's an opportunity to link it to what you're doing? Okay. Is it because there's one of those three things that I just mentioned that's causing you to think about something else when you should be thinking about your own business? You know, the whole, you know, you do you, I do me kind of comes to mind. And why are you doing them, right, so to speak, or thinking about what they are doing? And usually it has a they in it. You know, it's like, other people are investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Shouldn't I be? Well, maybe, but, like, why are you even thinking about that if you got this whole thing over here that you're probably working on and maybe it's not doing well, maybe it is doing well, maybe you just want to be distracted, right? Or maybe you're an investor and you really do need to consider it, you know? But if you're that person, then FOMO is what drives you big time, right? And what drives you to analyze these things and make decisions around investments. So that's kind of what I got for you on it, which is just a bunch of little random lessons around it, you know, and things that I think human beings struggle with constantly.
I love that, that perspective. The way that I've always viewed, the way that I kind of check myself before I wreck myself with all this stuff is that when I have that emotion, which is not often anymore, it used to be all consuming. And this is maybe also an interesting thing. I feel like as you mature as a person, as you get more self-aware and more self-accepting, you have less and less FOMO in life. As you know who you truly are, and you're not confused about that, or you're not constantly thinking you're not enough and you should be somebody else, and as you are more okay with who you are, I think it lessens that emotion that you're missing out on life or missing out on what everybody else is doing or orienting your life externally versus internally. But when I do have that emotion, which I had on the boat, which was interesting to me, where at one point I was like, am I an idiot? Like, am I just missing out on a shit ton of money, easy money right in front of me? And as I had that question, like that emotion, I always get that feeling of, if I take action on this, what is the core reason for it? And the core reason, in my articulation, my mind was, core reason is that somebody else is doing it. Like, I didn't discover this. I didn't have any original thinking that led me to the conclusion that I have to invest in this, right? I'm just following somebody else based on fear of missing out. Like, I'm not going to do that. And because I've done it a number of times in the past in my life, and it's never working out well. But the thing you described, I didn't even think about that thing you described of, like, if you are completely happy with where you are, you probably don't have FOMO. If you're totally passionate about what you're doing, how your company is doing, you're not looking at other companies and wishing you were there, you would do what they would do and all that. And it reminded me, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but it reminded me of this rat experiment. You know, the experiment they made with rats on getting them addicted to heroin? Did you hear about that? Did you read that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Right? So this is a popular thing that was described a lot of times where they took rats and they had, like, you know, a little bit of water, and in some water they had some heroin in there or something like that. And the rat, you know, would drink a little bit of water and then would try the water with heroin in it and then would get totally addicted and only drink the heroin water, right? But once they extended the cage and they had other rats and they had, like, a little playground and all kinds of things, a social life for the rat, the rat would, again, go try the normal water and try the heroin water and then not take the heroin water again. And the conclusion of the moral of the story is that if a rat has a healthy social life and is busy and has things to do, it will not get as easily addicted to drugs as a rat that is lonely and, you know, and doesn't have a social life, doesn't have an active life. So kind of that, you could easily draw the parallels to humans on this. And it kind of reminds me of that, of like, if you're totally fulfilled with your life and with your business, if you're proud of what you're doing, if your business is doing well, you're probably not going to be hit by fear of missing out as much as if you're running a business that's not doing well, which is a really good point. I know a lot of people that have startups that are struggling and they're not succeeding as much as they should. These people are much harder hit on fear of missing out than founders that have startups that are doing well, for obvious reasons, right? Because these founders are totally have lots of doubt and stress and constantly thinking they others know something they don't know, and they feel maybe guilty or they feel jealous. And that state of mind obviously is much more, you know, much easier to be influenced by having constant fear of missing out and looking over the fence to the greener grass than if you're kind of happy with your lawn, you know, happy with your house, happy with your life. So taking stock at how much fear of missing out is driving you as a reverse engineer method to ask yourself how happy you are with your life or how happy you are with your business and what you're doing, it's kind of an interesting take that I hadn't taken before.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most valuable ones I've found for myself. It just really flips the script on this whole FOMO thing in a way where it's like you focus on yourself and what's either missing, mm-hmm, or what's causing you to think about something that, you know, is not necessarily the best for you, right? So yeah, I think, you know, for me, like that really sums up the strategy of what you do when you're dealing with FOMO. It's like, go get introspective and figure out why the FOMO. All of us deal with it. It comes on time to time. Usually it has something to do with what's missing in your life or what you think is missing right now.
I love it. All right. We're going to wrap up the episode on this tip. Hey, if you guys like the Startup Chat, and we know you do, lots of people giving us feedback, and we always love your feedback. If you have something to say nice or not so nice, if you have a struggle that we haven't addressed yet, just send us an email, steli@closeio.hnshaw@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. But do us a favor, if you haven't yet, go to iTunes and give us a review and a rating. The more ratings and reviews, the more we pop up when people search for startup podcasts, and the bigger the community gets. So we highly appreciate that. And that's it from us for this episode.
Later.